DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Mbombela en Johannesburg 28, Tsin 32 grade.
Vier warm. Also, hot traffic news, Midrand, N1 northbound, a crash on the Olifantsfontein Road off-ramp. And we've also got various restrictions. Crown, M2 westbound, queuing traffic towards Main Reef Road.
Die voormalige burgemeester van Tshwane, Marunwa Makwarela, is oorlede. Nuus van sy dood is vanoggend deur die huidige speaker van die Tshwane Raad, Mthweni Zwanana, bevestig. Makwarela was ook 'n voormalige speaker en raadslid. Zwanana sê dis hartseer dag vir die stad.
It is a sad day for the city. It is a sad day for the office of the speaker as well, because he is my predecessor and I continue from where he left. And I'd like to say to the family and the community, the residents of Tshwane, condolences.
Omstandighede rondom sy dood is nog onbekend op hierdie stadium, maar Quarella is vroeër die maand borgtog van R10,000 toegestaan nadat hy in 'n Pretoria hof verskyn het op aanklagte van bedrog. Die onafhanklike verkiesingskommissie se Gauteng provinsiale verkiesingsbeampte Tabo Masemola sê voorbereidings vir volgende maand se verkiesings het 'n gevorderde stadium bereik. Hy het gepraat by die ondertekening van die verkiesingsgedragskode vir die 2024 verkiesings. Masemola sê Gauteng het die hoogste aantal geregistreerde kiesers tans op 5,6 miljoen.
As we speak today, delivery of electoral materials to the provincial warehouse has commenced and it will be concluded within reasonable timelines.
Hy sê die aantal kiesers landwyd is 27,4 miljoen.
South Africa has never seen this level of registration since the voters' roll was established in 1999.
Die Kommunikasiewerkersvakbond het 'n ooreenkoms vir 'n loonverhoging van 6% met die SAIK onderteken. Die vakbond het aanvanklik 'n verhoging van 9% geëis. Kusatu het intussen die ooreenkoms verwelkom.
The agreement provides comfort for SABC staff who have seen the value of their wages eroded over the past 4 years. This hard-won victory was a result of relentless struggles by our affiliate, the Communication Workers Union, including taking workers' grievances to the CCMA. It also the result of intervention by COSATU with the Minister for Communications and Digital Technologies, Montle Gugumbele.
Dit dan COSATU se Matthew Parks. En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland. En meer as 100,000 mense is in die suide van China ontruim te midde van 'n waarskuwing van baie swaar reën en moontlike dodelike oorstromings wat op pad is. Die Chinese regering het sy hoogste reënstormwaarskuwing uitgereik. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. Former Tshwane Mayor Murunwa Makwarela has passed away.
Well. Thank you very much, Chanel. Here we are on a Tech Tuesday. Can I talk space tech?
You can.
Can I? Are you sure? Have I got your permission? Because, you know, I mean, what's happening down here is just so bleak and... okay, so the most successful space mission ever, I guess, still the moon landing, right? 69. It was so ahead of its curve that, well, all the space agencies are still struggling to land a thing on the moon, and let alone people. But the other candidate for the most successful space mission ever was NASA's Voyager mission. The twin Voyager spacecraft, and everybody laughed at the time when NASA said, these are interstellar spacecraft. Everyone, what? Are you kidding me? We only just landed on the moon 10 years ago. Now we're going interstellar? Anyway, the pair of them, Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, were launched from Cape Canaveral back in 1977. And they're doing pretty well. Voyager 2 is continuing to operate normally. However, Voyager 1, the original one, which is now 15... No, because I've got NASA's figures here, and they're in miles. You guys are so imperial.